This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle, and Johnny Cakes Auville. We know Cakes is not a fan of hip-hop or rap other than two songs.
This is correct.
I think you said you weren't even really aware of any of Kendrick Lamar's song, including the one that was basically the most famous song
Understood.
This year.
I can't name one. I still can't name one Kendrick Lamar song.
Not Like Us is the one where he went back and forth.
I've at least heard of
Drake.
That one. Yeah.
Calls him a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one that got the most attention, which he closed with. Kind of a surprise there. Serena Williams was part of, I mean, they had 100 dancers,
mm-hmm.
maybe more than 100 dancers. There were a ton of dancers, but Serena Williams was part of the dance at the end. I guess that was a surprise guest. Now, she used to date Drake. So that's really a slap in the face of Drake. Mm-hmm. Not only did Drake not get picked to do the Super Bowl, it's Kendrick Lamar who's winning all the Grammys, and then Kendrick uses Serena on stage. I'll say this. I do like hip-hop. I was very underwhelmed by Kendrick Lamar. Now, that's kind of my own personal taste. I like Drake better. Drake has a song with Lil Wayne. I think it's Lil Wayne and Jeezy called I'm Going In. Trumps to me any of the songs that I heard yesterday. But that's just me. Like, some people loved it. I was looking at some of the comments because we put it up as the poll. You can vote at Junks Radio. Triss writes, that was the best part of the Super Bowl. That S was awesome.
Really?
So some people
I was underwhelmed.
Really liked Kendrick Lamar.
I was underwhelmed. I mean, I knew maybe half the songs, but it just, I don't know. I know that my youngest, she was underwhelmed by it too. Not that she's some huge hip hop person, but I don't know. It seemed like some of the reviews were mediocre. Some people were blaming Jay-Z because I guess since 2018, 2019, he's been the one picking all the acts. I know there were a lot of New Orleans people that wanted Lil Wayne to do it. Problem is, Lil Wayne hasn't really been relevant in years.
That's what I'm throwing out. I would rather, and look, he's not as good a lyricist. And maybe he's a creep. I don't know. But I like Drake's catalog of songs personally. Now I'm a 54-year-old white guy. I like Drake's catalog of songs better than I like Kendrick Lamar's. And Drake could have thrown, like I said, Lil Wayne on stage. He's New Orleans. I think Lil Wayne kind of protested going to the Super Bowl because he wasn't selected to be there. Yeah. What'd you think, Bish?
Well,
did you even watch
it? I was sleeping by that time.
Oh, my God.
In bed?
I turned it off at 24-0, yeah. And I said, I'm not dealing with it. It was 8:30. I said, this game's over. So I was just going to rely on you guys to give me the breakdown on Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. All right, so you
and
guys...
if Kendrick Lamar walked into the studio right now, I wouldn't know who he was.
Here's my issue.
He'd be the short
in the last 13 years, they've had what you could consider maybe two like rock acts. Maroon 5 and Coldplay. And that's more like pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you sprinkle in an older established band for the dinos like me? Just throw me a Metallica bone every once in a while. Or throw in a Pearl Jam, a big massive band that actually has, I know this is crazy, hits that people have heard of and songs that people know.
Well, people have heard of Kendrick Lamar's songs.
Crazy. This is a crazy ask for me. I know. I understand.
I mean, you don't really watch the NBA, but a couple years ago, if you watched any NBA game, they were playing Kendrick Lamar in and out of breaks.
Okay.
Over and over again, you would hear a lot of those songs.
My ears would have been bleeding when I heard the breaks, and I wouldn't have known what the music was.
800-636-1067. I think generationally, all right, we're all born in 1970.
Yep.
54, 55 years old.
Right. We're
Kendrick Lamar's not in our wheelhouse. I thought he was fine, but it wasn't anything great.
A lot of times.
I think you're going to have a little whiplash effect, though. Because I do think if you just look at our poll, now our listeners tend to be a little bit older. In terms of loved it, 11% right now. Liked it, 14%. Meh. 29%. That eclipsed, by the way, the loved it, liked it, and thumbs down 46%. So most people didn't seem to like it, but now you guys are younger, not necessarily super young.
Kendrick Lamar's 37 years old. There's a zillion artists that are way younger than him that are much better entertainers. In my opinion, that's not the stage for Kendrick Lamar. He's not a great performer / entertainer. He's an amazing poet.
Right.
Culturally relevant. Mm-hmm. Yes, all those things. I just think that's a horrible spot to entertain 110 million people when he doesn't have a lot of crossover appeal, in my opinion. Like, if he's an amazing rapper and he's very talented at what he does, I just don't think he doesn't galvanize people, everyone to get behind his music. Why pop works on this stage.
Right.
Nobody loves pop, but it works on the Super Bowl stage because everybody...
A lot of rappers, to be honest with you, are not great performances that transfer.
When did Missy Elliott jump on the stage at one of the Super Bowls?
Was it for Katy Perry, possibly?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. I remember that actually popping. Of course, that's kind of more our wheelhouse.
Well, the one in L.A. where they had Snoop and Dre and Eminem and 50 Cent on stage, like, that popped.
Yeah.
But just having Kendrick up there rapping, it almost felt like they put him on stage so everyone could just go A minor all at once.
Right.
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Again, making fun of Drake, pedophile, that sort of thing.
The dancers were the best part of that. Just watching it right now, the dancers were great.
Yeah, yeah. But it just, I don't know. Even my son's 18. He said he thought the last one that he really liked was Eminem, which is the show you're talking about. How about you, Mike Marr? You're representing the 20-year-olds.
It was trash. And he left a bunch of songs. Like, he has a couple hits that he just didn't play. He capitalized and, you know, was playing songs off his new album that no one knows the lyrics to. But also, I have a bone to pick. I think Fox just also does a terrible job producing the halftime show. Like, there wasn't a lot of camera angle cuts. The transitions were trash. I mean, all around L for everyone involved.
A lot of people complained about the sound, and I think this has happened before, where the music drowned out the lyrics a little bit early.
Did the sound cut out for you guys, too, in the middle of it?
It might have been them dumping, because he did drop a couple.
But it dropped for a long time.
It cut out for me for about 20 minutes. 20 straight minutes, somehow, the sound cut out. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one to get your hammy downs. Party at the party, playing with his nose down. Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified. Wop, 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 wop. I'm on him tough. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord.
Honestly, pop music just does better. Just generally does better.
800-636-1067. What'd you think of that? And then, I'm not a big commercials guy.
All the commercials make my eyes glaze over. I just, every time I did glance up, it was Ben Affleck or Matt Damon or some Dunkin' Donuts or something.
I like Ben Affleck's bits.
Well, we're also conditioned to tune out commercials.
Yeah, I am. I never watch them.
I know you're supposed to pay attention, but as soon as it goes to break, you're just all of a sudden you're turning and talking to someone.
I didn't find myself.
You're not paying attention
to begin with.
I started feeling bad for the companies that paid $8 million
for 30 seconds.
Well,
yeah.
not only that, but in a blowout when people are just turning the TVs off in droves, probably in the second half, like in late in the third quarter when the game's...
How many people were up watching that? Yeah, it's true.
Like people probably just said, "Well, why am I going to keep watching this?"
Squares. Watch for your squares.
I had
about 30 squares. All of them didn't hit.
All buds.
Know what I thought was the best ad? It was the one, and Valdez, you should appreciate it because you're saying boobs are back. It was the one where they were just showing boobs for like 50 seconds.
Okay.
All different kinds. And at the end, you're like, well, what the heck? Yeah. I actually remember, I was like, what is this a commercial for?
Yeah.
Is this like a Hooters commercial? What is it? And at the end, it was like a PSA for
breast cancer awareness. Yeah.
But it was really good because they were like showing big ones, small ones. They were showing every different.
Did you
they were showing guys
commercial?
Staring at them.
Were you a consultant?
Yeah, did you guys, that's my side gig.
It was nice all jugs. So that was probably the one that I thought was the most.
I'll tell you what struck me was the, I don't know, I can't remember what the product was, but how much work Meg Ryan's had on her face.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
A lot of those.
Oh, it was for
mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It was Hellman's.
Yeah.
I couldn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me see how culturally aware you are.
Hellman's
mayo. So in When Harry Met Sally, they were recreating that scene. There's an old lady who actually was Rob Reiner's wife who says, "I'll have what she's having."
Oh, yeah.
Were you aware of who the lady was who said, "I'll have what she's having"?
In the commercial?
Yeah.
In this yesterday?
Yes.
I mean, it was a young girl. I don't know who that was.
Hold up. Let me see. Who are you know who it is?
She's like, I don't know who that is.
I know who it is.
I don't know the commercial.
Was it a porno chick or something?
Who is it? It wasn't a porno chick.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see the commercial.
I mean, she's maybe the most famous actress on the planet right now who also has big jugs.
She's the it girl.
Oh, the Sydney Sweeney girl?
Yeah. Sweeney. Oh, is that Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah. I saw that she was getting a lot of attention. I didn't know she had a... She actually was featured in a commercial.
Yes, the Hellman's.
She just does the punchline.
Wow.
The When Harry Met Sally punchline.
That's wild to me. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. Some people want to chime in on the
she did have kind of a different hairstyle.
I wouldn't know Sydney Sweeney.
Pretty recognizable.
I recognize her. I was just curious if Jason would be able to pull it, and he didn't.
I have no idea who Sydney Sweeney is.
Dupree calling from Beltsville. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
You're doing great. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just calling to comment about the halftime show.
Yeah.
Of course, the game.
Yes.
Are you a K-Dot fan, first of all?
Yeah, I know of him. Yeah,
his
of course.
His nickname is K-Dot? That's news to me.
Like
yes.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. I do, but I like all music, you know what I mean? Like, one of my favorites was, but they passed away. You know, I don't know if you heard of Nirvana.
Of course.
We have heard of them.
Teen Spirit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite songs.
Right.
Of all time, actually. But yeah, I would have preferred Just Like Us the whole time, or like just that song. Because I was waiting for that song. The dances was awesome. I loved the choreography. It was too long, though.
It was interminable.
Just, like, one
it went
artist.
On forever.
I wish they would break up the artists and, like, just why just have one artist? I don't understand.
Right.
Why can't we have, like, a variety of artists?
Yeah, he should have shared the stage with more artists. Who did he share it with?
Yeah,
SZA?
They should do that moving forward. I mean, because, the Super Bowl and, the platform is versatile. So, come on now. Let's get more honest.
All right, thank you. Let's go to.
You ever heard of Nirvana?
Eric in Silver Spring. Eric, what's
a bell?
Hey, even as a black man, I heard of Nirvana.
Yeah, right. Of course.
That's a good response.
How old are you, first of all?
I'm 53, man. I'm y'all.
All right, so you're a Kendrick Lamar fan?
Hell no. I mean, I'm a Drake fan. Like I said, one of y'all said mine perfectly. He's not an entertainer; he's a lyricist, and it could tell. Mm-hmm. And the woman the person he shared the stage with was SZA.
Right,
SZA.
She was
Diana
better
Ross,
than him.
Many,
to be honest
many,
with you.
Many, many Diana Ross.
Right.
It was like you said. I don't know. Our age, I guess we would have preferred the Police maybe out there, you know. Maybe next year, Foo Fighters. You know,
have the Foo Fighters
like
done it before? I almost wonder if they're big enough. I mean, they're big.
Maybe they're big, are. But Kendrick right now, I mean, think about it. The man's most popular song is accusing another man of being a pedophile who's never been charged, who's never been indicted. But you just went out there and accused a man of being a pedophile. Basically, he hasn't ruined his career because Drake is still popular. But Drake hasn't come back with anything. You know, I'm sure he's digging deep, like trying to find something on Kendrick. But, you know, that man probably now has he probably doesn't have that many friends now because he doesn't want anybody telling any secrets. But it's kind of messed up that the man is getting all this popularity and his most famous song is calling another man a pedophile.
right.
It is his most famous song. He had other hits, though, like Humble a couple years ago was really big. He had a couple others that were really big.
If you say so. Yeah, I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Played that.
If Foo Fighters were to do the halftime show, they would definitely need someone else on stage with them.
They've never done it.
Most of these acts should.
There's very few performers who can do it solo. Right. Like Beyonce. That's
or
one
Prince.
Person you could do it
Prince
solo.
Prince did it solo. Madonna did it back in 2012.
Even Lady Gaga could do it solo.
Did Bruno Mars have a bunch of surprise guests?
The Chili Peppers joined
them. I'm telling you, he was amazing. He's one of the top fivers for me. And that's not like I'm some huge Bruno Mars guy. He's just butt entertaining, and all his songs are catchy pop songs that everyone in the country knows.
The Weeknd did it?
The Weeknd did it,
He was pretty good.
I remember that being good.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
I actually liked Coldplay, but, you know, it's just, you tend to like the ones you like, right? So, like, Coldplay.
Coldplay's nubs. Nubs.
I like Coldplay.
That's not the vibe you
not
want.
Not memorable.
Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. I'm a K-Dot fan, but I thought he should have been featured more in the LA Super Bowl rather than, you know, 50 Cent or Mary J. Blige. Mm. But I think this opens up to having an all-country halftime show either next year or the year after, which I'm not a fan of because I think it should be pop and rock, something more mainstream. But they're going to, since they gave the nod to hip-hop, they're going to give it to country next year.
I doubt it.
Where's Super Bowl next year?
I love country music, but I doubt it.
Where's the Super Bowl next year?
I'll have to look it up.
San Francisco.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I doubt it.
Hey, maybe they'll get too short.
Yeah. Please, no.
MC Hammer. All the artists from there.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, I'd be butt-sized if it had like a Dewey Beach cover band.
Just like
if Kristen and the Noise was playing a halftime show, I'd be butt-sized.
All the leg warmers out there.
Marvin.
Hey, Brian O'Boyle.
Yeah. Hey, we're doing good. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Hey, look, Kendrick Lamar is one of the top 10 lyricists ever to pick up a microphone. Mm. I didn't really want to see his whole repertoire on stage because it's kind of just it's one note to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like back in the day, my favorite rapper is like Eric B. and Rakim. Mm-hmm. Rakim is not really a great, like, performer. His lyrics are what made him spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I really wasn't trying to. I wouldn't feel it. My daughters were loving SZA, but I don't really know her like that. So.
Hey, let me ask you this, because supposedly Kendrick Lamar wiped the floor in this battle with Drake, right?
Yeah.
And he's definitely more respected. I think he's even won a Pulitzer Prize. Like, he's a better lyricist than Drake. But don't you think Drake would put on a better halftime show?
You know something? I don't really like Drake either like that, but I know he's probably got a bigger catalog and more popular, so he's more popular. So that means being a better halftime. Yeah, that's better halftime entertainment.
And he's had collabs with everybody. He could bring people on stage basically every song.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Hmm.
Can I talk one thing about the game, though, real fast?
Sure.
Hey, look, EB, you're absolutely right. It kind of like it validates what Washington was doing against the Eagles. They did a way better job, and the Chiefs, the offensive line might be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. That was horrendous. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen anything worse than that. Mm-hmm. Also, it kind of validates something that y'all talked a lot last week. Would I keep Marshawn Lattimore or not? Mm-hmm. Hey, look, sometimes you have complete cheat codes, and the cheat code that they have is A.J. Brown. But I'm not even going to say that. They got another cheat code in the backfield. So you can't give help to, like, cornerbacks. You got to play in the box. As soon as you do that, you're leaving the run unsupported. They have so many
They're
things.
They're a complete team.
Yeah, it's like, it's well, not a complete team. No, no, no. Complete teams aren't what the Eagles were. They actually, and the Giants should be like, they should be relegated to a different league for letting Saquon Barkley go to that offensive line. I always equate it to this. What would have happened if Barry Sanders ever got to play behind the Dallas line of the 90s? And that's what I saw. I was like, oh, my God. You let him get to the second level every play. And Barry Sanders is like a cheat code. And that's what actually happened with Saquon. And I'm just like, what the hell? That was terrible.
Marvin, we got to run. We're gonna get into it a little bit later. Yeah. What Washington has to do to get to Philly's level, we'll tackle that a little bit later. But coming up next, Mike Jones covers the NFL for The Athletic. Joins us as we talk Super Bowl here on the Junkie.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV talking Super Bowl. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Mike Jones, who's still in New Orleans.
Mike,
how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we were talking about the Super Bowl. Obviously, the game got out of hand early. I mean, Kansas City didn't even score a point in the first half. Nobody would have predicted that. And then, you know, what I would like to dive into with you is the Commanders obviously made it to the NFC Championship game, which was a surprise. Eagles win the Super Bowl. What's it going to take for the Commanders to get into that level, into that stratosphere?
I think that it's going to take them continuing to upgrade their offensive line and their defensive line, because really that's where this game last night was won. You know, the Chiefs had had offensive line issues and had been kind of like piecing this thing together, kind of patchworking it together all year long. But they were able to do things creatively to out-scheme defenses. And then you have Patrick Mahomes' just, you know, his ability to kind of mask things. But when they ran up against a team that has, you know, just the top flight level of talent in the trenches on defense, they really had no chance. I mean, the Eagles came out there and like, we're going to punch you in the face, and then we're going to, you know, we're not going to get cute with anything. We're just coming at you. They didn't even blitz. I think they blitzed twice. They were getting home with just the guys they have up front. And that really was the difference maker. So Washington has got to be able to, you know, upgrade their offensive line so they can protect Jaden Daniels, because as we saw, Mahomes was basically running for his life. Sometimes he had just barely gotten the ball and there were guys in his face. And then, you know, they need real game wreckers in their defensive front to be able to come after quarterbacks and, you know, have the type of impact that we saw. You know, and it's been a multi-year process for the Eagles as they invest in really build that defensive front, but they always invest in the trenches, and that's what we saw was the result of that work last night.
And Mike, you pair that talent with Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator, who flamed out as a head coach, but that dude's like a superstar as a defensive coordinator. He basically is the maestro of everything you saw last night.
Yeah, I mean, if you could have given him an MVP, he would probably have been it. You know, so you know, they have a good defensive mind in Dan Quinn, but Vic Fangio, like you said, he's a superstar. You know, not everybody is cut out to be a head coach. Sometimes you can't really devote as much attention to your specialty when you are the head coach. You have to be in charge of everything. And some guys, you know, when you give them the opportunity just to lock in on the one thing, like Vic is running the defense, that's where he's really excelling.
How about the performance of Josh Sweat, man? He was unblockable. You know, he was just kind of pushing that left tackle back 10 feet. He was incredible. I think he's a free agent, too. So
yeah, after, he's
going to make some money in the offseason based on that performance.
Yeah, for sure. And look, they had Joe Tooney, who is actually their left guard.
Right.
They kicked him out to play, you know, left tackle because, you know, they weren't getting the job done there. So, you know, it's unfortunate for them that they, and because the interior was struggling, and Tooney was just getting shoved right back into Mahomes. They definitely, it was, you know, clear they need to go find a quality left tackle option. And because, yeah, like you said, Josh Sweat was just, he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. And it wasn't because of stunts and games and things like that. No, he was just coming right at you and getting home.
So last week we spent some time talking about Myles Garrett, who wants a trade. What are you hearing? Is that likely to happen, or do you think he ends up staying in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, it's still really early, but from some of the people I checked in with, they kind of think that the Browns will probably wind up winning the stare down. It all really just depends on how far his agent is willing to go, you know, instruct him to go to make things uncomfortable to force his way out of there. But if the Browns, I mean, like, you know, they've made a really bad misstep with the Deshaun Watson deal, but they have a quality defense. We saw them, you know, they were made the playoffs with Joe Flacco at quarterback. They don't want to just totally reset now. They probably, if they could get, you know, a couple first-round picks or, you know, a couple premium picks, maybe that's the kind of reset that they need to go along with the hype that they already have. But right now, people think that they'll wind up working this thing out.
And you know what? Props to Howie Roseman, who just put together an incredible roster, not just based on the free agents that they went out and got and trades, but man, the first round picks on the offensive line and the defensive line, they've pretty much all hit. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, all first round picks in the span of 2 years. And then obviously
and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper Mitchell
and Cooper, right? I mean, those guys, I mean, unbelievable job by their scouting and great job by Howie Roseman to pick all winners. I mean, it's rare when you see so many winners in the first round of a defense, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right. And you know, they've just got stars at every level, you know, and at their along their defensive line in the interior, on the edge, back in their secondary. Yeah, like you said, they, you know, props to them in their scouting department, because not all those guys are like top 10 picks. You know, Jalen Carter was a high pick, but they know what kind of players that they want for their system. They did a great job evaluating guys and finding them and know how to use them. And, you know, that work has paid off. And you also mentioned, you know, on the offensive line, they have so much depth on that offensive line. You know, the NFC Championship game, they had a backup center playing, and, you know, they were just as effective, you know, because, you know, they've drafted All-American guys on offense, on defense, and it really is the foundation of their team.
Hmm. So where does this leave the Chiefs in their dynasty? Who are there any obvious like big name guys that are out? What are they thinking with Kelce? What is your best guess with him?
Nobody knows. Kelce only like talked for a tiny bit in the locker room. Didn't come to the podium. Kept it very short. I think because he didn't want to answer any questions about his future because he's undecided right now. But even if he does come back, we've seen him decline. This year was career low numbers in receiving yards, catches, and touchdowns. Last night, you know, he finished with 4 catches for 39 yards, but 2 of those catches in the fourth quarter were in garbage time. So really, basically, he had, 2 catches for, 20 yards. And that is the lowest that he's had since, I think, 2019 in the postseason. And that's normally when he comes alive. But you can see the quickness, the explosiveness, it's just not there anymore. So even if he does come back, they still have to get another quality option at tight end. But more importantly, you know, they need, help a difference maker at running back. But they need help along their offensive line. They need a left tackle. They could probably use a right tackle as well. That's where they're going to have to invest, and that's kind of hard to do all in one off season. Obviously, they have, you know, some young guys like Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, who's going to be coming off of injury, but they don't have a young, explosive, big target wide receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster and DeAndre Hopkins are way past their prime, as we saw. Obviously they have Patrick Mahomes, and they have Andy Reid, and they've got, quality, players on multiple levels of their defense, but they really need to invest in their offense. We don't know. Remember the Patriots, they had those 3 Super Bowl appearances, and then it was like a 10-year drought before they got back to it. So, I'm not saying that their dynasty is over, but is going to have to take some transformation, some rebuilding along the offensive line, and, get some more help for Patrick Mahomes.
Mike, you're in New Orleans. What was your highlight in New Orleans? What did we miss?
What did you miss? Just lots of good food. There's this jazz club called the Spotted Cat over on Frenchman Street, that has just fantastic, live bands. I stayed away from Bourbon Street. I went there, Wednesday night, and it was kind of dead. But then as the week picked up. They say that it just was absolutely mobbed, so I stayed away from there, but just found some good food, found some good music. Yeah, it was a good time. New Orleans knows how to, this place, you know, is built to host a big event like the Super Bowl.
What time did you get to bed last night?
It was, I think, like 2:30. I was walking back into my room after, you know, because the game takes forever. Then it takes an hour for, you know, the teams to come out to talk and then write. And yeah, so I think it was about 2:30.
Well, thank you for joining us on Limited Sleep. We appreciate it.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, when you were talking to other people in the media, did anybody kind of predict this? I mean, 40-6 at one point. I thought the Eagles would win, but I thought it would be a tight game for most of the way.
Yeah, you know, the talk was mostly like, okay, if obviously the Chiefs are going to sell out to stop Saquon and make Jalen Hurts beat them with his arm, they thought maybe the defense could give them some trouble. And if all those things happened, maybe they could win by a touchdown or two. But if it was close, then Mahomes is going to get the win. Mm-hmm. Everybody at halftime was just like, you're walking around then, was just like, wow, what is going on? I mean, they had one first down.
Right.
So nobody thought that it was going to be this level of dominance, maybe a touchdown or so. But this thing, it was 34-0 before the Chiefs ever crossed the 50-yard line.
That's nuts.
All right, Mike, get some rest, safe travels, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for the draft.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
It's Mike Jones.
Props to him,
from
man.
The yep. Athletic. Got Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, joining us at 9. Will Brinson from CBS Sports, as we'll talk a little more Super Bowl, coming up at 9:25. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Just to get off the Super Bowl for a moment, and we're going to get into the Commanders and what they need to do to get to Philly's level coming up at 8 o'clock. Put that up on our Junkies Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. A lot of people commenting on what they believe the Commanders need to do. So we'll tackle that at 8 o'clock. But there were some other things going on in the world of sports this weekend that I think we should touch on. So, you know, the Terps had that collapse. I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday.
It's Ohio State.
Against Ohio State. And Jason talked about this upcoming matchup with Rutgers, because Rutgers has two guys who are likely to go in the top three of the NBA draft. Maryland handled their business, and Derek Queen had a bomb diggity, 29 points and 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
Maryland's number 18.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a lot of the so-called experts feel like they're, you know, 6 or 7 seed, probably going to maybe win a game or two in the NCAA tournament. Nobody's going crazy about them, but it's a bounce-back season for them.
Yep. And Coach Willard joins us tomorrow on the show at 9 a.m.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
So there you have it.
Awesome. So,
yeah, so Derek Queen, just, he went nuts in the game. There are 50 NBA scouts in the building. 50.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking at 3 or 4 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly looking at Bailey and Harper for Rutgers and Queen.
And that, Bailey and didn't
ranking,
play a lot.
That ranking's going to go up because, that's last week's ranking. So they might be like 16, 15 or 16. Mm-hmm.
You definitely go up because you did have the loss this week, though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
8-5 in the Big Ten. Yeah, so they did face Harper, who scored 20. I know you're high on Harper.
Yeah, I like him.
Bailey didn't play most of the game, right? He was sick.
Yeah, he had an illness, but I'm not sure how many minutes he logged.
Played 24 minutes.
Yeah, so 24. Yeah, he wasn't great. He had no impact, but he wasn't feeling great. But, yeah, it's a good win. I mean, it's not like Rutgers is great. I mean, they're a 500 team, and they're not doing great in the conference, but they've got the two young studs. But that's a good win early on a Sunday, man.
I was watching, what was it, Saturday night? Yeah, little of the Duke-Clemson, the late.
That was fun.
Yeah. What's Clemson's record? Are they up there, or was that?
Yeah, they got a great record. They weren't ranked, but they'll be ranked now. They'll be ranked this week after winning that game.
Because I was surprised by that result.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of got – look, they hit some really big shots when Duke was making a run. And
Flag got contained in that game, right?
He didn't shoot the ball great, but they got really lucky when he was driving. He probably would have either scored or got fouled, but he slipped on the floor and traveled to give the ball back to Clemson. That was a big turnover. But, he didn't shoot the ball great. I think he ended up with maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
But Clemson's got two really big dudes. They got a big Russian center who's really good, and then they've got a power forward who's been playing forever. And they're just really good at handling, teams that are strong inside like Duke is. So that was a great matchup. And Clemson's always a tough place to play. So that was fun to watch. And then, of course, Florida beat Auburn at Auburn. So you had Auburn and Duke 1-2 both lose on Saturday night. It was fun.
Big weekend for college hoops. That's what's next.
It was, yeah.
The Caps were in action yesterday, and they were trailing 4-2, came back, pushed it to overtime, gets the shootout, and then they lose in a shootout.
I mean, they're so bad in the shootouts.
They're not good in shootouts.
I mean, it was worse than the last one I saw. It was just kind of pathetic. But it was great that they did score the two goals. That last one with about a minute left.
They got
left.
The 1 point heading into the Four Nations break. So
yeah. I guess at least they salvaged that. Yeah.
Because they were staring down the barrel of just an ugly regulation loss.
It's going to be strange because they don't play again.
And Utah is mediocre at best.
22nd,
right?
I think, is their next game.
Back in action at Pittsburgh on the 22nd.
So they don't play for 12 days.
That's right.
We should mention our pal Craig Lachlan. I saw that he tweeted out. He had his surgery, open heart surgery, and apparently it went well.
Right.
So hopefully he will recover quickly and we'll be back to here in Locker. Not that it's fine listening to our guy, Alan May. We're fans Alan May, too.
Subbing in. He's doing a great job.
But be great for Locker to be back in there calling the Caps. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the Caps at the break will be 36-11-8. And even if you do the Jason math, because he hates the whole overtime loss column, that would be 36-19. It's pretty good.
80 points, man.
They were kind of running out of gas in the overtime, too. I don't know if you watched that
before the
shootout.
I watched part of the overtime.
It's just such a gimmick.
The 3-on-3. Yeah. I mean, they were just like, they were out again.
All of it. I think 3-on-3, the shootout, it's a gimmick. It's not what happens in the playoffs.
I think Ovi was out on the ice for like a 2-minute stretch.
He was out there forever. And then he basically quit at the end.
He's dying. He's gassed.
He was so gassed.
He tried chasing somebody around the ice for 2+ minutes at almost 40.
No, but there was
40.
Like 8 seconds left, and he just basically quit. Yeah. He just skated towards
the
bench.
There's just nothing left in the tank at that point.
Yeah.
A couple other things to mention in the sports world. So last week, outside of the Super Bowl, the big story was the Lakers made that trade. Luka goes to the Lakers. Anthony Davis goes to the Mavericks. The Lakers then added this guy, Mark Williams, from Charlotte.
Yeah, from my boy Dalton.
They needed a center.
Yep.
They failed him in the physical.
Oh, no.
They failed him in the physical.
Trade nullified.
So Dalton Knecht has to go back to the Lakers to play for the GM, and everybody wanted him out of there.
The issue, like a knee or something?
I don't think it was reported. Some people speculated maybe a back. He's missed a lot of games and
he's got problems with his feet, his ankles.
Okay, it was his feet. He's missed a lot of games if you look at his career numbers. He's a young guy, but he's missed a lot of games, and the Lakers are sending him back to Charlotte, and Dalton Knecht is back in LA.
The Lakers were high on Dalton Knecht. What happened there? That fizzled?
No, I don't. I think that they're high, but
they just needed a center. Yeah.
No, and
they saw a need there.
Right. And Charlotte was like, okay, we want somebody silly.
We'll take him off your hands. Yeah.
Yeah. They played actually on Saturday without Luka, without LeBron, and Austin Reeves went off for 45 points, almost had a triple double. I think Luka makes his debut tonight. Meanwhile, Dallas already dealing with Anthony Davis injuries.
I know.
He's out for multiple weeks now.
So unfortunate. That's killing them. Absolutely killing him.
Hey, can we play?
And by the way, in that game that he left early, but he was balling. He would have had 40.
He's
in that
scorching
game.
Him.
Yeah.
Valdez, can we play the audio of the Eagles fan? So, the mayor, of course, botched the spelling of E-A-G-L-E-S.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how you spell Eagles. Apparently, she's not the only person in Philly who doesn't know how to spell.
Maybe they're doing a bit. Are they doing a bit? Playing off it?
You can judge for yourself. This was a fan asked to start a chant, the Eagles chant, and this is what he came up with.
Damn,
Yeah, wow. No, he just botched it. I saw that. That place was crazy.
So you're watching pregame.
Yeah, it was. Everyone was drunk. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone was hammered. So I'm not surprised he botched that spelling. No, it wasn't a bit.
Go ahead, spell it.
So humiliating.
Plus he doesn't have the S.
He doesn't have an S on the
I mean, he botches the L E versus E L, but he doesn't even throw the S in.
America's falling apart.
I honestly think I could blow like a .3 and I could still spell eagle.
Yeah. Probably would be able to pull it off.
These guys were just completely crushed.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we talked a little bit about it with Mike Jones. Eagles win the Super Bowl. Of course, Commanders lost to them in the NFC Championship game. What do you think the Commanders need to do this offseason to get into the Eagles' stratosphere?
It's a massive offseason.
I mean, they're kind of close because they played them in the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. We got a long way
but when
to
you
go.
Watch them, what do they have to do to get to that level? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next and discuss that here on the Junkies.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.